Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today's sacred rebuke is about a phrase I hear often: toxic positivity. Now let me tell you, positivity itself is never toxic. What's toxic is denial. What's toxic is bypassing pain, bypassing truth, bypassing the work of healing and pretending everything is fine. That's not positivity. That's illusion. An illusion will keep you bound. Let me make this personal. I once believed that if I just stayed positive, if I just kept being a good person, that even my marriage, a marriage where our values and belief systems weren't even close, would somehow work out. I thought positivity alone could bridge that gap. But no amount of forced positivity could reconcile values that were fundamentally misaligned. That wasn't faith. It was bypassing. That wasn't wholeness. It was avoidance. And I see many spiritual people making the same mistake. They repeat patterns, tolerate misalignments, and call it staying positive. But what they're really doing is ignoring truth. And here's the sting. Positivity doesn't fix what denial refuses to face. Now, sometimes people use Abraham Hicks as an example. And let me be clear. Abraham Hicks is one of my favorite spiritual teachers. But because their teachings always sound so pleasant, people often misunderstand the words. When Abraham speaks of contrast, that's where the pain usually lies. That's where the sting is. And source confirms this. Nothing in Abraham's teachings points to bypassing pain. In fact, they say it clearly. You will meet your vibration where you last left it. So no matter how long you try to avoid the truth, no matter how much you code it in positivity, you will circle back to it. You will meet that vibration right where you left it, because the lesson doesn't appear when you bypass it. This is the sacred rebuke. Positivity itself is never toxic. What's toxic is denial. What's toxic is calling illusion faith, calling avoidance alignment, calling bypassing healing. Something I often say is this: the only way to is through. Pain, while uncomfortable, has some beautiful gifts. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be in pain any longer than I have to. And that's exactly why you go through it. Because if you don't face it, if you try to bypass it, you keep living it. Now let me put this in Abraham Hicks speak. You must process your emotion on the subject so you don't keep attracting the experience. Yes, Abraham Hicks always sounds positive. But hear me clearly. It is not bypassing. In fact, it's the opposite. They often say it is very hard to jump from despair to bliss. But you can move from despair to anger, and from anger to discouragement, and then to hope. That's the work. And that work is for you to do. You can't give it to someone else. You can't avoid it. Because if you do, that subject will always be in despair when you come back to it. That's the sacred rebuke here. Positivity without process is pretense. You don't heal by skipping steps. You heal by walking through them. Psalm 23:4 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Notice, it doesn't say we skip the valley. It doesn't say we smile our way around it. It says we walk through it, because the only way to life, to healing, to freedom is through the valley. Romans 5:3-4 tells us we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. That's the progression from suffering to perseverance to character to hope, step by step, not bypassing, not pretending, but moving through. Even Jesus in Gethsemane prayed in agony before the cross. He didn't bypass pain. He processed it. He named it. He walked through it. And because he walked through, resurrection followed. Here's the sacred rebuke. Skipping pain isn't scriptural. Bypassing isn't biblical. And positivity that denies the valley is not faith is illusion. Metaphysically, pain is contrast. It's the signal that someone is out of harmony with source. And contrast isn't punishment, it's feedback. When we bypass pain, we freeze the vibration. We leave it where it is. And here's the sting. Energy left unprocessed does not dissolve. It waits. It waits for you to return. And when you do, you meet it right where you left it. That's why Abraham Hicks is so clear. You can't leap from despair to bliss. You have to move through from despair to anger, from anger to discouragement, from discouragement to hope. Each step is a vibrational upgrade. Each step is integration. Florence Scovel Shinn reminds us, there's no loss in divine mind. When you walk through pain, nothing is wasted. The tears, the anger, the disappointment, all of it becomes material for transmutation. Neville Goddard taught that imagination creates reality. If you bypass pain, your imagination keeps creating from that wound. But when you process pain, your imagination gets purified. You begin to create not from avoidance, but from alignment. So here's the sacred rebuke. Bypassing is a pause button, but moving through is a tuning fork. Pain shifts from prison to passage when you allow it to move. The only way to is through. Here's the sacred rebuke. Bypassing will always bring you back to the same vibration. Denial doesn't deliver you. Pretending doesn't protect you. Forced positivity doesn't heal you. But here's the gift. When you walk through the valley, you don't just survive it. You transform in it. Pain becomes the passage to peace. Contrast becomes the compass to clarity. The valley becomes the training ground for sovereignty. The only way to is through. That's not punishment. That's grace. Because every step, through despair, through anger, through discouragement, through hope, is a step into alignment. So let it sting so it can save. Let it cut so it can cleanse. And let it strip so it can strengthen. Because when you stop bypassing and start walking through, you discover that pain was never there to break you. It was there to build you. Now, take a deep breath and let it out. Open your journal and let honesty lead. Number one, where in my life have I been bypassing pain with positivity? Am I pretending something is fine when it isn't? Number two, what emotions have I been avoiding? Anger, grief, disappointment. Where have I left vibrations unfinished? Number three, how has bypassing kept me in the same cycle? What patterns keep returning because I haven't walked through them? Number four, what does the only way to is through look like for me right now? What step can I take today, even a small one, to move from despair toward hope? Number five, how would my life expand if I processed instead of performed? What would freedom look like on the other side of walking through? Now let's move into affirmations. Repeat after me and let them anchor deep in your spirit. The only way to is through. I honor my emotions as sacred messengers, not enemies. I do not bypass my pain. I walk through it with my source. Every step I take through contrast leads me closer to clarity. I meet my vibration where I last left it, and I choose to rise. Pain is not punishment, it is passage. I allow it to move me into freedom. I know who I play for, and I choose truth over illusion, process over pretense. Now close your eyes and take a deep breath and let it out gently. Picture yourself standing at the bottom of a staircase. Each step represents an emotional state. At the very bottom is despair. At the very top is peace, joy, and alignment with source. Now imagine yourself standing on that bottom step. Feel the weight of despair. It's heavy. It's dense. And you realize you cannot leap to the top from here, but you can take one step. So you step into anger. The energy rises a little. It feels fiery, raw, but it's movement. You're no longer frozen. And then you take another step into discouragement. The fire softens. The heaviness lightens just a little. You can see a flicker of possibility. Another step into hope. You feel your chest open. The air is fresher. You begin to imagine something new. And finally, you step into joy. Peace floods you. Alignment surrounds you. You're at the top of the staircase, standing in the light of source. Now whisper to yourself, the only way to is through. I honor every step of the journey. I rise step by step into alignment with source, and take one more deep breath. And as you exhale, feel yourself grounded, centered, and whole. Now open your eyes, carrying the gift of every step you walk. That's the sacred rebuke. Positivity is never toxic. What's toxic is bypassing. What's toxic is pretending. What's toxic is calling avoidance faith. But when you walk through, pain becomes passage. Contrast becomes clarity. And every step brings you closer to alignment with Source. So let it sting so it can save you. Let it cut so it can cleanse. Let it strip so it can strengthen. The only way to is through. And when you walk through, you rise. You expand. You return to the wholeness that was always yours. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in truth, in process, and in the freedom that comes from walking through. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.